Hello there. Has somebody recently called you a people pleaser and you didn't like it at all? Or a yes person? Maybe you've had that too. Why does it always feel shit when people call us a yes person or a people pleaser? Probably because it makes us feel weak and naive, like we've been taken advantage of. And we don't want people to think that of us. We want to appear pretty, you know, like we can't be messed with. If you find this is you and you want to start setting boundaries and you want to start putting up some limits to stop people taking the piss, this is the episode for you. We talk about the nicest way to stop people pleasing, because it's a hard one. This episode was brought to you by Auspicious Minds, where we help you break those daily bad habits and replace them with better ones. Here we provide tips and anecdotes and advice to help you on your healing journey. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to us so that you can get to hear our helpful content each week when we put it out. Success begins from within. Hello there, how you doing? Thanks as ever for giving us a listen, and we hope this episode can help you. I'm Yvonne, your host, and on behalf of Auspicious Minds, I'd like to say welcome to episode 17. Yeah, episode 17. That is 17 different topics now we've discussed. So if you haven't already, go back and check our other episodes out. Each and every one of them is different and helpful. In the next season, we are going to be talking more about replenishment stuff, as well as the everyday stuff, but also spirituality stuff too. So if that's your bag, stay tuned. Back to this episode now, yeah? Are you a people pleaser? Go on, be honest with yourself. It's not an easy one, is it? Why do we always feel ashamed when people call us a people pleaser? I mean, what's wrong with being nice, accommodating, kind, caring, friendly, making other people feel good? Aren't these good traits? Aren't we just quite laid back and happy to go with the flow and other people make the decisions? Well, sometimes. You see, it's nice to be agreeable and it's nice to be nice. The thing with being a people pleaser is it's very easy for those boundaries to come down and people just get over that fence and take the piss. And we allow it because we are people pleasers, and that's how it goes. This is a side of the people pleasing that we need to get in hand, the boundaries. Because once they're sorted, you're sorted, and it really makes a hell of a difference. In a good way. And you can still be nice as well. This is not going to make you mean or horrible or mean-spirited. It's just about setting boundaries and being kind to yourself and your own needs as well. Maybe you don't want to admit to the world that you're a people pleaser, but deep down you can admit it to yourself. It has this negative feel to it, doesn't it? You're being criticised for being nice and accommodating, and you feel like you can't win. But this isn't the hard part. The hard part is the exhaustion that it brings you being a people pleaser. That dreaded revelation when it does whack you in the face one day and you are left sitting there wondering, who the fuck am I? What makes me happy? What doesn't make me happy? What do I like? What don't I like? I just don't know. 10 years ago, I had one of these moments, so I have been there. And I did struggle with it. I actually did rebel against it in my own typical fashion, because I felt like I cheated myself for years, and that made me feel pretty angry. If you are listening to this episode because you are a people pleaser, or you're just a bit intrigued, this is the advice that you should totally get, and this is the advice I would have liked. Look at the opportunities that being a people pleaser has brought you so far. All the parties and the places and the people that you've experienced because you ended up going somewhere that you did not want to go, but you went anyway and you had a great time. Another thing, you learn and change when you're supposed to. So, say you're 40 years old and it's hit you, God, I've been a people pleaser my whole life. Well, if you were meant to get that revelation at 20, you would have, and you wouldn't have experienced all the great things that you have since then. You see, being a people pleaser, it can bring you a lot of opportunities. And this is why you shouldn't look back in anger, even though you feel stupid once you get to that point of, actually, nobody's taking the piss out of me anymore. That's when you start thinking, been stupid there, I've been naive. And it makes you feel like you're a stupid, naive person, and you are not. You're a kind and decent person. Don't beat yourself up about being a people pleaser. Nobody thinks you're stupid. You mustn't think you're stupid either. You've been kind, you've done the right thing. All you need is some boundaries in place. You can keep being your awesome self, put boundaries in place. Let's get into this episode, yeah? So we can figure out where this all started for you and how you can start putting these boundaries in place. In the nicest of ways, of course. So how do you know if you're a people pleaser or not? Here are some traits, if you're not sure. You put other people's needs before your own, to the point of neglecting your own needs. You'll agree with other people's opinions, even if you don't really agree with them, but you haven't got the energy to argue, or maybe they've got a stronger personality, so you know that they'll just go all on you. You don't like saying no to other people, even when you want to. You feel like you seek other people's approval a lot more, or advice, than your own. You follow the crowd, even if you don't want to. Maybe you feel stuck in relationships and friendships that leave you feeling exhausted because you're giving all the time and they're taking. Or maybe you socialise and you hang out with people that you don't actually have that much in common with, but maybe you've been friends with them or linked with them so long now, you just still go out with them, but you don't enjoy it and you spend time dreading going out with them. Do any of these hit home with you? The people-pleasing aspect goes way, way back for a lot of us. When you were young and you learned to please people because of the validation that it gave you back. Parents, they were a lot stricter then, weren't they? And it almost felt like you got bollocked for everything. So when you did do good stuff, it felt really good, like you'd nailed it. You learned how to reinforce that validation by doing the stuff that'd make them happy and proud of you. And then you make your way through school, you start wanting to please your teachers, who were also stricter back then, some of them downright scary. We had friends to please, peers to please, siblings, other relatives. You had them on a pedestal, you cared about their opinions and what they thought, and you wanted to please them. And this continued into your teens, high school, very big place for conforming with the other groups to fit in, going along with stuff you didn't really want to. Can you remember the root cause of when you started people pleasing? Go back to your 7-year-old or your 8-year-old self, however old you were, and can you remember that defining moment when you were aware that you were people pleasing? If you've ever heard people talking about inner child work, this is what it is. It's healing the child in you. Maybe you can't remember a defining moment, and that doesn't matter. Maybe this is just something you've always done, pleasing other people. But remember, at one point in your life, you were feral. You didn't know what rules were, you didn't understand them, you didn't dig them at all. You'd kick off, you were so primal, you were you, and you were unapologetic and Neanderthal. Your only agenda back then was to explore, experiment, and get your hands and feet dirty. Then you get a bit older, and caution kicks in, and rules do as well. You understand them better then, and the consequences of not following them. You learned it was easier to follow them. These boundaries were put in place to keep you safe and others around you. Maybe you were encouraged to mix and play with other kids that you didn't necessarily like siblings, relatives, other kids. Maybe your parents got on with their parents and you didn't really know the other kid, but you kind of made to go and play with them anyway, whether you wanted to or not. Maybe you had an older sibling that used to poke you or give you sly jabs, but because you were younger, you screamed louder and you got bollocked for it. They started it and you copped it. You may wonder the relevance here, but going back into our childhood memories, they help us get to that root cause. Maybe journal your findings to release them. Certainly forgive yourself. Maybe find the little kid in you. Give them a big hug. Let them know you've got this now and you're sorting it out for them. And this is generally one of the main aspects of inner child work when you do it. It might seem a bit strange and unorthodox, but trust me on this. I've done this heaps of times and you get a load of energy come from it because a part of you has been released and forgiven and healed, so it's all good. This people-pleasing lock, it's been habitual and probably constant ever since you were a kid. You can't go back and change all the times that you've over-compromised yourself. So the only thing you can do is accept it's done now, it's in the past, boundaries are going up. If you're not okay with it all, then give yourself a bit of time to not be okay with it. Acknowledge that's how you feel and it's okay to feel that way. I'm sure you know this already, but we can't please everyone. No matter how hard we try, there will always be that one person that you have to twist yourself into a pretzel to please. And it still wouldn't be enough. And you waste all that energy and you're no further forward and you still feel undervalued or underappreciated. So before we start learning how to put up our boundaries, journal this if you'd like. It's good to have a good think about all the situations you may have been a yes person or a people pleaser or over-compromised yourself on. So here we go. Have you ever tried to put a valid point across and your opinion differed with somebody else's and they kept on and on and on at you until you saw things their way and completely forgot your own point? Have you ever hung out with people who you had different views with and different interests and you had nothing in common with them and you wished you'd stayed home? In fact, even knowing you were going to see them, you're already kind of putting barriers up and dreading it. Have you ever accepted a party invite to a gathering or something and you've spent days or weeks before it dreading it, wondering how you can get out of it and wishing you'd said no up front? Maybe you automatically said yes to it. People do that, don't you? Say yes and then think later, oh, I didn't really want to go to that. Or maybe at home, one night, you and your partner, you want to watch different things on Netflix. They're acting like a baby until they get their own way. And you're sitting there cursing yourself for giving in. And now you're stuck watching their shit. You're not happy. Or when you do get your own way and you do get to enjoy your own show, the one you wanted to watch, but now you're not enjoying it because you feel guilty for getting your own way. How insane is that? Whatever situations you come up with while you do this exercise, just address how it makes you feel. What was going on inside? What was screaming inside you, the real you? Every time you said yes to something you wanted to say no to. Everything you've conformed to because you were afraid of going it alone if you didn't. This is the past now. You can't change it, but you can be okay with it. But these situations, bringing them up, will help you identify how you're going to say no when those curveballs start flying at you, and they will. Learning to say no. When a situation comes up next time, something's asked of you, let this be an alert to you. If it's something you absolutely want to say yes to, because it's something you know you'll enjoy and you actually want to do, you've got time for, that's different. By all means, say yes. But what if it's something that you're caught off guard with and you just don't know if you want to do it, and you'd usually say yes without thinking, but now you've been alerted to this? This is when you say to the other person, I'll let you know, and this buys you some time. This is your first curveball sent from the universe testing your boundaries. You have a choice now, and this is the only way this is going to change, by you changing the situations that come up. Do you want to say no to this request? This is where you think about this. Even if you don't know why, it doesn't matter. What's your gut telling you? Do you want to say no? If you can't register what your gut's saying, then try this exercise. What's making you not want to say yes? Why did that flag up for you? Why is it hard to say no? Is it because you might want to do that thing? Or is it because you're scared of hurting somebody and rejecting their request? Maybe you feel that if you say no, it's at no fault to you, but it's going to leave them in the shit somehow. Let the answer sit there for a moment. Why did you pause? What would you rather be doing? Really listen to yourself, because your answer might surprise you. Because when you genuinely want to do something, your head, your heart and your soul light up and it's a straight yes. But if something's flagging you where you don't know, then maybe you don't want to do that thing. You're not overthinking this. It's flagged up for a reason. Find the reason. Identify why it is there for you. How is it compromising you? What's not sitting well with you? If it's a biggie, then go back to the person and just say no nicely. Tell them that your plate is full, or you've already got plans, or maybe a next time, if you find that maybe you do want to do that thing and you're just busy this time. But learning to say no is a big step to putting up those boundaries. So practice saying it now and again. It's not a bad word. Learning to say no is a big step towards putting up those boundaries, which is a step towards self-care and self-growth. It's okay to say no, especially if saying yes is going to cause you problems down the line. If the other person doesn't understand or they badger you about it, well, you know what I'm going to say. So delay your response in going back to somebody. It at least lets them think that you've considered it. Even if you already knew straight away, I don't want to do this thing. You could provide an alternative solution for them if you want. Suggest something. takes the responsibility off you. Keep it simple if you do say no. Don't over-explain yourself. That's just a giveaway, that. If it's a stalkery type person, then no reply is effective here. Not everyone has to like you. Chow down on that one for a second. If you're a true people pleaser, you might need to process that one and think, yeah, they do, but they don't. If you were perfect, faultless, extremely loved and liked by everybody, there would still be that one person who does not get you. Maybe they see through the fakeness, or maybe they find you intimidating. Maybe they don't even have a reason. They just might not like you. And they don't have to. And it's important to feel this way, because this, again, is another nail in your people pleaser. Be honest with yourself. You don't like everyone, do you? Some people downright annoy you. So not everybody has to like you. It doesn't matter how nice you are. People might not even like you for that reason alone. Accepting this, it can be hard at first. And I mean really accepting it. But once you do, it opens up more doors in that labyrinth of self-growth. Because being okay with that, it gives you room to be you, and that is winning. Remember, there's plenty of people out there who really do get you. They like you, they love you, they ultimately accept you. But maybe the problem is you've not accepted you. Saying no after a lifetime of saying yes, it can take practice. Setting boundaries after a lifetime of not having many takes time. Accepting that it's okay that not everyone you encounter in life will like you or get you takes time. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Once you set yourself on this righteous path, you are going to get several curveballs coming at you over time, and they'll be testing you to see if you really are losing that people pleaser about you. Some of these will get easier with time, and some of them will slip by unnoticed. But the bigger curveballs are going to stink. They're the ones that are going to leave you with guilt, be it guilt trip, or be it a guilt trip made by whoever you're turning down, or simply you feel the guilt. The problem with guilt, yeah, it is one of the most heaviest, most unproductive emotions we have. It can drain us, it can weaken us, it can make us question ourselves when we don't need to. If you look up guilt online, there'll be a load of people saying it's a good thing, and there'll be a load of people saying it's not a good thing. And the only good thing is what I'm about to say now. It does serve a valuable purpose. Other than reminding us that we're human and we've got a conscience, it also leads to other areas and highlights what we still need to heal within. Apart from that, guilt can fuck itself. It's not good. It just drains you and it makes you feel bad. And it can really wear you down, and it's not even necessary. But this is something we all have to learn when we're here. So if you're still feeling guilty when you say no, it's probably worthwhile to drill down why that is. It's still leaving you with that lesson that you've still got something to heal here, a root cause that maybe you've not found yet. You can't let go of guilt until you figure out why the guilt is there in the first place and where does it stem from. The root answer to that is what you need to heal. You see, when you finally start honouring your boundaries and you're still feeling guilty about that, that means you still don't think you're worthy of them. So be mindful when you get this feeling. It will happen quite a bit when you first start doing this and losing that people pleaser. Keep present and remind yourself that you're worthy and that you can actually be more helpful to people if you're kind to yourself first. You'll have more energy. You can only get this energy by knowing your own limits. And saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. Over time, you will get to a point where that guilt does diminish and it's not even there. It'll give you the energy to say yes to the things you want to say yes to, and it'll also help give you the energy to say no. And it'll also help you go from being people pleaser to a pleasing person, which is what you want and the whole purpose of this episode. If other people don't like it because they're not used to hearing you utter the words, no, I can't do that tomorrow, I've already got something on, or whatever it is, it's because they're not used to you having boundaries. That's not your problem. They're going to have to get used to it and start respecting it. You have to maintain this too. If they don't respect the boundaries, see ya. Because you matter too. But after listening to this episode, do you feel like you need to make changes? And please, hold your head up high if you're a people pleaser. It's nothing to be ashamed of. We don't like to think of ourselves as easy to take advantage of or too soft at times. It makes us look like we're weak. But if you had to pick one extreme, would you rather be known as too nice or a selfish twat? I know what I'd pick. We've really gone into the depths in this episode because that people-pleasery thing, it runs deep and it takes work and self-growth and time to change it without bouncing to the other extreme of being selfish and hostile and unkind to others. That's not a direction you want to go in. The more time goes on and the more you evolve and work on yourself, this aspect is going to come up at some point. Because when you spend your life constantly pleasing other people, you do lose yourself. You don't know who you are. You're not being authentic to yourself. And it is going to cause you all kinds of problems. It's easy to blame your parents and teachers and friends and other people who may have been a catalyst for you changing yourself into a people pleaser when you were a kid. But blaming others, where's that going to get you now? You've got to take responsibility at some point and make these changes yourself. Self-growth, it's not just a trend. It is a necessary action on your part to heal your ancestors' trauma. They might have caused you to be in this people-pleasery zone, but they never got the opportunity to look into themselves and change these traits about themselves. The world and its ways never gave them a chance back then. They would want you to heal these wounds and learn about yourself because it heals them. They would want you to be you and they'd want you to start saying no now and again. So do this for you. Find your boundaries, put them in place, and don't stop being that lovely, awesome, kind person that you are. Just know your limits and you'll be right. We've now reached the end of this episode. Thank you, as always, for still being here. Finding your boundaries, it's another step to finding you. And it also stops people taking the piss. We wish you luck with things and do hope you get lots of energy back from making these changes. If you liked this episode, be sure to share it with your people or anyone else who you think might need help with this. Check out our other episodes, all different topics, to help you live a healthier and more positive life. And there's going to be loads more coming up, so do subscribe to us. Till next time, big hugs to you. See you later.